MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show!
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the rail.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
It's all about me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
Daddy Wampus.
Orange Room.
Warlife Radio!
Woe to you, O Earth and Sea, for the devil sends the shy kids with wrath, because he knows their time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the shy kids, for it is a human number. Its number is 1-2-3.
Shy kids.
We are shy kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song.
Welcome to the Shy Kids Podcast. My name is Corey.
I'm Real Dean.
And I'm Doc.
Real Dean is back.
Real
Yay!
Dean's back.
I was sorry to hear about fake Dean.
I know. It was sad.
He really shouldn't have gone over the Sea of Japan to get to Seattle.
You know.
Right.
I don't want to criticize the victim,
cheap flights. But, you know.
You want to try to go direct. You don't want to have stop-offs.
That's also the risk you take when you fly Malaysian Air. You know, a lot of their planes go down.
Yeah.
You know.
So that's funny.
Rest in peace, fake Dean.
Yeah. I mean, our intro made sense, though, because turns out there was a death.
Who knew?
Yeah. Last week's intro promised a death, and you caught one.
Lucky guess.
Yeah. Lucky guest intro person.
Yeah, whoever writes our intros. We may need to bet on some horses.
His name is Sam Intro.
Sam Intro?
Yeah, he sends them all in via
thought
email.
It was Light Yagami.
He wrote Fake Dean in his book.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's an anime reference for those folks out there.
Nope.
And one of the few ones I know.
Nope.
Yeah.
I still don't know that.
Speaking of Fake Dean, we got an email about him.
Did we?
Yeah. This is from Bill from Colorado.
Emails.
What is that? Is that our new email intro?
I don't know. Every time we do email, we have a different little...
What's the one you know, Dean?
Thought it was email.
No, the one that's...
I like that one, actually.
That one's pretty good.
Email.
The mail. It's time for mail.
Oh, here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail. Mail!
Blue's Clues.
Is that Blue's Clues?
Yes, Blue's Clues.
I had no idea.
I haven't seen it since I was 14.
Oh, okay.
So who from Colorado?
Bill from Colorado.
Bill. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, he wrote it and he said, first off, my condolences to fake Dean.
Yes, we're all very sad.
His fake family's very upset.
Yes.
But despite this tragedy, I feel like I have to expose the ruse he pulled over all of you.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bill goes on to.
We should honor his memory.
Yeah.
And not. I don't know that we should go down a path where, you know, postmortemly he's called out as a liar.
Yeah, I don't like this yellow journalism.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially Connie Chung.
Ball. He's back, folks. He
not
is
what
back.
I was expecting.
Yeah. it's good to have the team back together.
Yep.
The Dean Bateem.
Yeah. That's our name now. That's the new name of the show. The Dean Bateem. Yep. Yeah. I lost my place. Oh, He goes on, during Nerdigories, Fake Dean was describing Japanese movies that do not exist.
You sure? Because he's quite the connoisseur. Or, excuse me, he was.
And the titles he gave you did not mean what he was claiming they meant.
What?
Yes. Bill says, I'm a second year Japanese student. Now, I don't know if that means he's Japanese and he's been studying whatever for 2 years, or if he's a guy who has studied Japanese for 2 years.
Bill is not a typical Japanese name, so no. I'm guessing probably not Japanese.
Yeah, probably not.
Or you're just reading his name wrong.
Or it could be, you know, like I had a friend named Tony, and then but it turns out his real name was like Zhing. But they pick like an Americanish name.
That's usually true. Because like Chinese and Korean names are usually like three parts, so they combine two of the names into one
right.
like American thing.
Yeah. Where was I? What did I last say? As
he was a second year. Yeah. So he's a second year Japanese student. We're gonna go with that because I don't believe that Bill would be Japanese. But go ahead.
Right. So he's a second year studying Japanese student. And he said the titles that he gave you translate as the follows. The first one was, I got to try to read this. Arubin Utao Shimarisu San Kyodai. That was the first one he said.
Yeah, that was the one where the Power Ranger
are fighting tentacle women.
Fight tentacle women, yeah.
According to Fake Dean.
I saw a trailer of this. I don't know what he's talking about.
No.
It looked quite good.
Well, Bill from Colorado is saying that translates to Alvin and the Chipmunks.
What?
Yes.
Dean,
you know a little Japanese. Were you able to tell that?
I could tell that it was Japanese, but I haven't taken it in a while, so I figured you would put something into Google Translate or something.
What do you mean,
well,
me?
What are you talking about?
I mean Fake Dean did.
The whole trailer that I saw was all in Japanese, so I don't know.
Arubin, that's probably Alvin.
Yeah. Arubin?
Yeah.
No, that's a sandwich.
Utao Shimarisu San Kyodai.
San means three, so I guess Kyodai would be like the brothers or something.
So Alvin and the three chipmunk brothers.
Yeah, I think something like that.
Alvin is three chipmunk brothers. I don't know. Because he's one of them. So
right.
You can't say Alvin and the three. Yeah. I don't
right.
know. He goes on. And then the next movie.
Alvin is a leader.
The next title was Karu Jisan no Sora Tobu Ai.
And that's the one where the tentacle women fight the Power Ranger force.
No, it's Tentacle Power Rangers, I think.
Tentacle Power Rangers fight women.
Hot women.
Okay.
And the hot women are the good guys in that.
Something right. having to do with the sky and an old man or something I heard in there, maybe.
Really? Okay. So, Karu Jisan no Sora Tobu Ai.
Oh, Soru. I thought you said Sora.
Sora. It is Sora. I just said it wrong.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Sora. He said that this translates to Grandpa Carl's Flying House, which was the Japanese title for Up. Oh, okay. So apparently,
Hold on. They don't have a fucking word for up.
They probably do, but wanted to give it a more descriptive title.
What?
It's because they're so short.
Grandpa Carl's
flying house. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they probably have a movie called Up in Japanese.
Aburu.
Aburu, really?
Yeah, whatever.
It's weird convergent thinking that they came up with Aburu for the word up.
Yeah. He goes on. Once again, I don't mean to disparage the dead, but I felt that I had to let you guys know that Fake Dean was not talking about action movies, but children's computer animated films.
Sort of really.
Alvin and the Chipmunks and Grandpa Carl's Flying House. Wow.
You know, you think you know somebody.
What does Now He's Black mean in Japanese?
It was Last Action Hero 2, This Time He's
this
Black.
This Time He's
oh,
Black.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why I remember that verbatim, but I do.
Which I also saw his video of.
The one with the blade action figure?
Yeah, we should have given him a point is all I'm saying. We should have given him a point.
Yeah.
The plot twist at the... Look, I don't want to spoil it. Fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, that blade action figure spent 4 hours in makeup to get that mustache.
You know what, though? The troll really sells it.
Yeah.
Really sells the love story. I was surprised.
I feel bad for the listener who missed last week's show right now. They're like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Troll doll?
Yeah.
Blade doll with a mustache?
Well, you should download our episodes on theshykids.com and listen to them before you listen to new ones.
Yeah,
jeez.
Jackasses.
You have to listen to the whole show.
New fans?
Yeah, new fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you, Bill from Colorado.
Thank you, Bill.
For showing us the truth.
Bill.
Yeah, he then goes on to say Infowars.com. I don't know what that means.
Oh my! I have a coworker now that is that just discovered InfoWars.
Oh no!
And I was like, you know, that's all bullshit. She's like, no, this one.
I know the truth now.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's one of those where they walk into the office and they're like, you know what I saw over the weekend? Loose change. Open my mind. Yeah. And I go, oh no, you're gone. You're gone. We've lost you.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it was Opie and not Opie and Anthony anymore. Opie and Jimmy. Talking about
how is that, by the way?
Yeah, it's okay.
Opie and Jim is
you can tell it's missing something. It's missing a lot of racism, which is good,
right?
But it's also missing a lot of comedy, which is bad.
Really, even with Jim Norton, like
I don't know.
Is it because Jim Norton?
It's the chemistry. The chemistry's off.
I got you.
Yeah,
the banter is different.
The banter's different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, I think they were talking about InfoWars, and Alex Jones is the guy that runs that. And they brought up that he'll say things to you like, well, you're stupid if you don't know this already. Like, oh, well, the Gulf of Tonkin, they pre-planned. That was all pre-planned to get us into the war. Blah, 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 but you know that. It's like, no, I've never heard of this.
Of course you all know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. The... Everything's a false flag.
Yeah, false flag. False flag operation.
Yeah. Why waste so much time and energy? I suppose they feel that they're crusading for truth, but when it's not truth.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I don't understand.
We're going to get an angry email from one of them now.
Do you have any gold that you'd like to sell?
Bill from Colorado is going to write back in.
Yeah.
Listen, jabronis.
Bill, enlighten us. We'll watch your videos. Hell, we'll dissect them on air.
Here you see a shadow that falls over the second tower, and that's how you know it was a bomb.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That guy was holding an umbrella when JFK got shot.
What if there was a gun umbrella like the Penguin?
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, did you guys hear the Guardians of the Galaxy is now the highest grossing Marvel franchise starter?
Really?
It's beaten Iron Man, Thor,
Captain America.
And Captain America.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty fantastic.
And Incredible Hulk, but that was obvious.
It wasn't even on the scale.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. It's a fantastic franchise.
Yeah, and I think
it's not a franchise yet. It's a fantastic start to a franchise.
It's going to be, because they've announced the second one's going to be, and they already announced the release date for the second one.
Right.
It's like 2017 or some shit.
Something like that.
But I'm pretty sure they have to like rework their whole future strategy now just based off of this.
Why?
Because there's a rumor on a wrestling blog.
Oh, jeez.
That Dave Bautista, who played Drax the Destroyer, and who was also a WWE wrestler,
right?
That he is in negotiations for Guardians 2 and Avengers 3, which leads me to believe that if that's true, then that means the other Guardians are going to be in Avengers 3. Now,
maybe.
That'll be interesting, because Avengers 3 is supposed to be when Thanos shows up to fuck with the Avengers, and the Guardians also have a thing with Thanos.
Right. Their main beef was...
So the
sort of
two teams combining to fight Thanos, possibly?
In the next Avengers?
Avengers 3. The third one.
That would make more sense.
Yeah.
But like Avengers 3 is not coming out till like 2020.
But
right?
I bet if Guardians hadn't done well, that wouldn't have happened at all. Or if it had just done okay.
You know what?
But because it's done so good, they're like,
They may up the ante as far as their involvement, but right. because their storylines would cross anyway, yeah. they probably would have brought, you know, something in there.
If it had done bad, though, I'm sure they had an escape plan for the reason they're not there.
Right, like just sort of like one of the characters hint at the storyline or whatever, yeah. To sort of tie it back together.
There's also rumors because in the comics, Iron Man joins the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Really?
Yeah, he like flies into space and joins them in the comics. So
you know what would be
so
you know
there's
be awesome?
There's speculation that in Avengers 2 at the end Iron Man's going to somehow end up in space,
uh-huh.
And then the Guardians are going to pick him up.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a although rumor. He's all speculation. You know, this is all fan speculation at this point.
I don't know how I feel about Tony Stark's dynamic with the Guardians of the Galaxy dynamic.
Right.
You know, like
in the comics, he bangs Gamora.
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah. He's Robert Downey Jr. for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
In space? Holy shit. Nope. Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. in space.
I think it'd be interesting to see a power struggle between him and
Star-Lord.
Because I think Tony Stark would kind of want to lead.
Yeah, that's the thing that I don't see how that would play out. Like, Iron Man would seem sort of out of place, I think, because he's
it's been working in the comics,
has it been?
Yeah. So
well, I mean, they'll obviously find a way. I don't see it right away, but I didn't know what the fuck Guardians of the Galaxy was until I
right. Again, this is just fan speculation because he showed up in the comics, so right. they probably won't do that.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I can't see them. I can't see them actually doing that.
Either way,
I can see Guardians in Avengers 3. That I can see.
Right. Either way, I'll see it. Yeah. I'll wait in line.
Yeah.
You know, the Marvel is fucking knocking it out of the park. I don't see anything slowing them down.
Right.
In the near future.
I know.
Because the franchises that they're going to continue to put out are known, trusted franchises, unless they just...
I mean, the next one
like,
is Avengers...
Fuck up...
The next one's Avengers 2, so as long as that doesn't stink.
Right.
Which I can't... I can't imagine it would.
Exactly!
James Spader's the bad guy.
But, I mean... Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's tough, because there's been those franchises where that first movie, or maybe even the second movie, are pretty good...
Yeah,
and then that like that third movie, it's like, whoa, you just ran out of ideas, didn't you?
Well, it's even like Dark Knight Rises is not as good as the first two,
right?
Yeah, you know, would you agree?
Yeah, I like the second one the most.
Second one is amazing. Yeah. It's
the first one is good, but still has a ridiculous like villain plot, which is vaporize all the water.
Yes,
and apparently this has been in. The Gotham drinking water for a while, so apparently no one's taken a hot shower with steam in that time period.
Right.
you know, it's a goofy fucking plot.
Yeah,
so serious tone that it kind of works.
It's the comic book aspect of the comic book movie,
right?
And then
Dark Knight is like more realistic, like more grounded in reality. But
yeah, it's like a domestic terrorist.
Yeah, but then Dark Knight Rises has Batman escaping a hole in Argentina.
It's fucking bonkers.
And showing up in Gotham again, even though the city was quarantined, with no explanation on how he did it, other than he's Batman.
Yeah, it's.
We want to see how. We saw him build his fucking suit in the first one. We want to see how he got from the hole in Argentina to Gotham.
Yeah, I want to see him up on some scaffolding, drawing a giant bat signal on a bridge.
He just did a bunch of sit-ups, guys.
He also a rope fixed his broken back.
It was like the third Batman was like a fucking Bruce Wayne fever dream.
Well, Nolan didn't want to make it, so
really?
Because third Batman was supposed to be Joker heavy. And those plans got fucked. And so Nolan was like, I don't want to do it now. And the studio was like, come on. We need a third one. We need to finish the trilogy. And they threw him like an assload of money. Just make a third one. So he wasn't passionate about it.
I mean, Bane is a good takeaway from that movie, but...
He's all right.
Knowing that the plan was to keep Heath Ledger as like to up the ante with Heath Ledger.
I bet.
Makes me so sad.
Here's two things I bet would have happened. It would have been Joker heavy, and because he gets caught at the end of the second one, so we would have had some scenes with him in Arkham and possibly have met Harley Quinn. And that would have been badass.
That probably would have happened, yeah.
But instead we got Bane and Talia al Ghul.
Talia al Ghul.
I've never been a big fan of Bane, like comics-wise.
This Bane, though, pretty awesome.
He was interesting.
It's pretty awesome.
His weird professor accent.
Yes.
While being this big buff guy.
It was an interesting juxtaposition choice.
It's like Sigmund Freud was doing fucking weights.
Right?
Yeah.
Perhaps he's wondering why my legs are so skinny.
Yeah.
My
Tell me about
so
your
big.
Mother. Do you remember a few months ago when Beyonce did that surprise album on iTunes?
Oh, yeah. She released a bunch of videos, too.
Yeah, videos and like, here's an album that nobody knew I was recording.
Right.
Boom, on iTunes.
And it was all fantastic.
Yeah. Did you hear what happened today?
Are you referring to U2?
U2. Did the same thing. Surprise album on iTunes. Difference is theirs is free.
And difference is nobody cares?
No, a lot of people care.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Dude, last time we talked about music, I railed against U2, but I can admit that a lot of people care about new U2.
I can give a shit about
U2. I know. But yeah, like, if you go on iTunes right now, it's just sitting in your library waiting to be downloaded.
Really?
They forced it into your library.
It's already in my library?
It's in your library. You could go listen to it like right now.
Now I'm definitely not going to buy it.
You can also right click and be like hide, and it goes away.
I will right click and hide that shit.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be in my library.
Yeah, I don't want to see that album art as I'm flipping through there.
Yeah,
but I'm curious. I'm curious. Like, what is the strategy?
Well,
it's free.
Apparently, when you're in the top five grossing live performing artists.
That's what it is.
In the world.
They're like, fuck, we don't need
music sales don't matter.
Who cares, yeah.
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
You know what a lot of artists
Because people are only coming to see, they're not going to come see these new songs. They'll maybe play one or two, but people are going to be sitting in the audience waiting for Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
Ooh,
and they're like, yeah!
Tingling.
That's all they care about. Yeah, all the tinglings. That's all they care about. When you're that big, like Bon Jovi, Bon Jovi doesn't need to make another new song for the rest of their time on the planet.
Tom Petty's last album went to number one.
That's because Tom Petty's amazing.
But no, here's the thing is that, and a lot of artists have been doing this lately. I heard this on Opie and Jimmy too.
Opie and James?
Opie and Jim Jam.
Jimmy Jam.
He did this thing that a lot of artists are doing now where if you buy a concert ticket, you get a free copy of the album, and that goes towards your sales, album sales.
Right.
So Tom Petty sells out his concerts still, of course.
Right.
So that's why his album hit number one.
It's a good strategy.
Yeah. You buy four tickets, that's four CDs.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's you could probably limit the amount of, like, if you're buying in a group.
Last Metallica album, that concert did the same thing.
Right.
So I bought four tickets.
And you got four albums?
I got four copies of the album, and I was like, here's your copy to my friends who were going with
me. Did you get a physical CD?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Like, when you showed up to the concert, they, like...
No, they mailed it to me.
They mailed you four CDs?
They mailed me four CDs.
Wow.
Here's your free album, friend who's going with me.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to start implementing that kind of strategy on a smaller level.
Yeah. Jeff Martin's
shows. We'll up the ticket price just a little bit. And if you buy a ticket, you just get a digital download
You got to make sure that part's promoted.
Because
if you up the prices without you don't want it to be a surprise.
No, of course, of course. But that's interesting, because then you could claim a lot more copies were sold.
Yeah. So I guess with U2, the idea is like, just go listen to our fucking songs, and then we'll do a live show and make a bunch of money.
And we'll charge you $500 a ticket to come see us live.
Right.
That's so weird. Like, the scale in which ticket prices have gone exponentially up
Right.
In the amount of time that they've gone up is fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Like, when
and
we were
CDs are going down.
Well, yeah,
like
but
you
like,
can get it, like when a new album comes out, it's usually like $10 now. When
right,
a, like years ago, I remember it being like new album $20,
$24.99,
yeah, $24.99,
yeah,
yeah.
But I remember when I was a teenager, you could still go see a concert for like $30 a ticket,
right?
You know, $35 a ticket, and in like 20 years, as the music industry has collapsed,
the concert industry
has just blown up, and you cannot go to a concert for less than like $100 a ticket now.
Right,
and it's not even. I don't know. It's weird because it's not even comparable to how much we paid back in like even like 96.
Right,
you know.
Yeah.
When I paid $35 to go see the Foo Fighters play the Palladium, you know, that $35 wasn't the same impact as $150 would be to go see them now.
Right.
At shittier seats.
Yeah.
In an arena way off in a corner, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas
when
at the Palladium.
When I saw Shunigatsu Mahime do their their symbol Doki Doki Panic, yeah, I remember that being pricey.
When you saw Baby Metal?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, we do have a topic.
Do we?
Yeah. It's one I've been wanting to talk about for a while.
Uh-oh.
We just hadn't gotten around
we
to.
We accept you, man.
It's all right.
We accept you, one of us. Gobble, 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 one of us. No, it was... dreams.
All my life changing every day, every possible way.
But yeah, like, I wanted to talk about like weird dreams. What I mean by that is
like wanting to fuck in a bathtub full of SpaghettiOs?
No. Not like your fantasies.
Oh.
That's different.
Oh.
I mean like those weird shit, like recurring dreams.
Because that would be totally awesome.
Yeah, it would be. Recurring dreams or lucid dreaming. Stuff like that. Or just dreams that are super memorable because they were so realistic.
Like wet dreams?
Yeah, like wet dreams. There's some celebrity I had sex with in a dream. I count it. this was a thing I did, according to me, because of how realistic it was.
It was so good.
Yeah, it was so like fucking vivid.
You could just smell McConaughey.
All right. Yeah. You know, make this dream sexy.
What's that?
About to take my shirt off.
Oh, thank you, McConaughey.
If you came in your pants.
Yeah.
This time, let me suck your dick. It's your dream.
This is a wonderful dream. Yeah. I count this.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, we can start with like lucid. Have any of you lucid dreamed?
No, I used to want to do that though, because I used to listen to that Coast to Coast AM, like
Coast to Coast AM, Butch and Burst in the morning.
Butch and Burst.
No, it was like this. It was like this, and it still is this conspiracy theory show about like aliens and like
InfoWars,
ancient aliens shit. But yeah. It's more like paranormal than like conspiracy stuff. But I don't listen to it anymore because I'm not an idiot anymore. But yeah, they would always have a guy on every once in a while talking about lucid dreaming, and Rogan? Yeah, they would do it the whole angle of like, oh, the KGB did like lucid dreaming to like spy on us and shit, and astral project and all that crap. But they would talk about techniques.
How'd
for
that
lucid...
work out for him?
Can we talk about real quick, Corey? Smoke? What is that?
It's my sonic screwdriver.
But what is it? It's a vape.
It's a vape pen.
Yeah. Corey's smoking a vape pen, and every time he takes a puff and then talks, it sounds like he's talking through a pillow.
Does it really?
Yes, it's like... Yeah. Rah, 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 rah.
We're slowly
siring
him.
Last thing he said. I just hear this like muffled voice, and I look over, and there's just smoke billowing out of your face.
Sounds like an angry dragon over here.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
How'd that work out for him? This is what I was saying.
See, yeah.
You've the always, KGB
yeah.
spying on us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Well enough.
It worked good.
They invaded, you know, middle of America, although they didn't expect those fucking Wolverines, you know.
The X-Men?
No.
No, I know what you mean. No. Red Dawn.
Red Dawn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
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 So you've wanted a lucid dream.
Yeah, but and they would tell you about techniques like you write a number on your hand because that's something you can check in your dream to check if it's a dream or not.
Well, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to have a token with you that only you know the weight and shape and feel of.
Like a top.
Yeah, yeah.
Or an Ellen Page.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Ellen Page in my dream.
Yeah.
She'd probably fit in my pocket.
She's my token. Only in my lucid dream, she is not a lesbian.
In mine, she's bi.
Oh, ooh, that's damn it.
Yeah, see, I'm better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck.
But yeah,
Just inceptioned me.
Yeah, I wasn't able to get lucid dreaming to work for me. So, yeah.
Yeah. I used to do it a lot when I was a kid. Like, and apparently it's easier for children to
lucid dream?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, because I wasn't doing it on purpose then. It would just happen.
This is something that people that do the sensory deprivation chambers experience a lot.
They can, yeah. Do you know what, like, lucid dreaming is, really? It's just realizing you're dreaming in the dream.
So you can control your dream?
So you can control it. Yeah. I didn't really control it. I realized I would be dreaming and then still experience what it was doing, probably subconsciously controlling it.
Right.
At that point.
I know Pete Holmes on his podcast talks about this a lot.
Yeah. So this used to happen like all the time when I was a kid. I would realize I was dreaming and just be like, oh shit, I'm dreaming. Cool. Mm-hmm. Here we go. But if I was having a scary dream, I'd be like, oh shit, I'm dreaming. I can wake up if I want to. And I had a technique in my dream to wake up at will. And it was, I had to blink twice in the dream. It was like a weird.
Really?
Like in the dream, I'd have to go, and then I'd wake up in real life.
Whoa, that's weird.
Yeah. It was like I had a weird control of my dreams when I was a kid that went away. Like now when I realize I'm dreaming. As soon as I realize I'm dreaming, I wake up immediately. There's no playing around with it.
You involuntarily double-click your eyes?
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm dreaming. Bing, and I'm up. I'm just like, fuck.
There's no
I was
place
dreaming,
like home,
and
blink,
I
blink.
Knew
There's
it.
No place like home, blink, yeah. blink.
I was going to blink, blink Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah. And then you try to go back to sleep, and you're like, let me get back in there. And it never works. You never get back in the same dream.
Never.
No.
No, I got to face the day.
Corey, have you ever lucid dreamed?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Not even that one time you did peyote at Joshua Tree?
No.
Oh.
No. No. Well, no. No, the peyote was pretty much I was awake the entire time. I was hoping you wouldn't come to me first.
I didn't. I came to you third.
Am I third?
Yes.
Already?
Dean said he hasn't been able to. I told that I was able to when I was a kid. Now it's your turn.
No, I haven't been able to lucid dream.
Okay.
In fact, I don't think I dream.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Everybody's got dreams.
I'm sure. Yeah. Look, I'm sure that I dream.
If you didn't dream, you'd be insane.
Is that the?
That's what dreams does. Is it calms your shit down?
Okay. I'm sure that I have dreams.
Right.
I don't recollect. When I was younger, I may have recollected dreams to my parents or whatever. I don't remember any dream that I've ever had.
Hold on. No dreams ever. There's no dreams you ever remember.
There is nothing up there. I don't remember any fucking dream I have ever had.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a disorder.
It might be. And it's, you know, like, I've heard that, like, people who smoke a lot of marijuana eventually stop dreaming.
Yeah.
Or they get the sensation that they...
Well, they just lose motivation, really.
they don't have the will to dream.
Whatever.
Yeah. Who wants to dream? Fuck it, man.
Yeah.
I don't
need just dreams. Sleep, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't...
But do you smoke a lot of marijuana?
I don't, actually. I haven't smoked marijuana in quite a long time. And even before then, I didn't really do it all that much.
We said you were vaping. That's tobacco, right?
It's non-nicotine, mango-flavored... vapey fluid.
Okay, so it's not even
nicotine. No,
yeah, not even nicotine, not even marijuana.
It's mango.
It's just a flavor.
It's
you're doing hookah in front of us.
Essentially, yeah,
a lone hookah.
But it looks like a sonic screwdriver. So
it does kind of.
You know,
Yeah.
It's my Doctor Who vape.
Yeah.
Kind of looks, although it's blue, so that's what
kind of looks like a resin douche.
It does. It's a douche for robots.
Yeah.
There. Yep, now yep, all clean.
Exfoliate.
Fresh feeling.
No, yeah, I don't think I've ever remembered a dream.
That is so fucking weird.
Here's like what I daydream a lot.
Yeah. Are you saying you get it all out then?
I don't know. Like I'll make up these fanciful, like if I'm driving to work.
Yeah.
I'll make up these fanciful scenarios, and then like sort of act it out while I talk to myself in my car.
I do that too. Act out arguments.
Not even just arguments. Like somebody will be interviewing somebody on the radio.
Yeah.
And I'll just turn off the radio and then like pick up their interview.
Oh wow. Okay, that's weird.
Yeah.
Oh no, doing a sex scene with Halle Berry wasn't awkward at all. It was very good.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that. So yeah. that's like my mind wanders more while I'm awake.
I don't want to talk about Angelina.
That was years ago, guys. Yeah. Can we move on?
Yeah.
I'll do funny voices, like I'll act like crazy scenes.
You gotta
scenes.
Put funny in quotes there. Yeah. We're not there to judge
them.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
These could be awful.
I'll do terrible voices in my car. and I do sort of, like just before I go to sleep, in order to get myself into sort of sleep mode.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Beast mode.
Not always.
Yeah. Not all men.
I'll try to like sort of come up with like wild scenarios
where you remove your fedora.
Yeah, like before I actually go to sleep. So I'm not sleeping. I'm not actually dreaming, but I'm letting my sort of awake like try to busy my mind so that I'll fatigue and fall asleep. I don't know, but then once I fall asleep, my alarm goes off, I wake up and nothing.
So is sleep for you just instant time travel?
Yes, sometimes actually. Ugh. Yes, it's like I'll as soon as I feel myself going to sleep, like that's when I wake up.
Oh god!
And it's the next morning.
That would bug the shit out of me. My favorite nights are the ones where I wake up multiple times and see, oh, I have a lot of time left still. I love that.
Yeah, that doesn't happen that often.
Oh,
And when it does happen now, it's because of my kid waking up in the middle of the night or something like that.
I always wake up at 4 a.m. I don't know why.
Oh, well, that's when
like an internal alarm thing?
Yeah, I don't know. It just started happening like a couple months ago.
Yeah. That's when ghosts are more active.
Oh, that's when they're fucking me in the ass?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably. Fingering your bum.
Okay. I was wondering when they were doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ghost penetration!
It's actually Doc with his ghost powers!
Ghost powers!
He's going
yummy.
Every day at 4 a.m. Yeah. He's in there fingering your butthole.
Yeah, he's going Dean Between. Yeah.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, go 2 episodes back.
Yeah, when we talk about superpowers. All right. Well, then
that's weird. Then
that's super weird that you don't remember any dreams.
Do you guys remember all of your dreams?
No, there'll be stretches for me where I like haven't remembered a dream in a while, but I always then dream and then remember it at some point.
Really,
the fact that you have 0 is fucking strange.
I can't recollect a single fucking dream.
Wow.
No, and most of the times when I tell people, like, oh, I had this dream, it's really just some sort of daydream fantasy scenario that I've completely been able to control while I've, you know, been by myself, which I feel is more like this only child weird tick.
Do you remember?
And now I feel
dreams?
Weird for sharing that idea.
I don't remember a whole lot of dreams, but I just wanted Corey to be uncomfortable, so I don't want to agree with him. But, I remember
enough.
Yeah, enough of them. I have this one recurring dream.
That's what I was going to go to next.
Hold on, there are dreams that recur.
Okay.
Yes.
Maybe I'm having the same recurring dream of just a black screen.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You're just sitting in an empty room, staring at a middle distance.
Yeah. Maybe that's my dream.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You're watching a Tyler Perry movie. Racism.
Because they have black people.
I get it. I get it. I said it.
I get the joke I made.
Recurring dreams is the next one I wanted to go to, so that's perfect.
I have a recurring dream where it's I've been having it for the last couple of years where people are just yelling at me constantly.
What do you mean, Dean?
No, I mean like angry yelling. Oh.
You motherfucker.
Yeah, like you're fuck up and you're what? Or no, it's not even as because I tend to forget my dreams about like maybe 5 minutes after waking up and I remember very little details about them. But it's just so it's just a bunch of vague, blurry people yelling at me, and I don't quite remember why they're yelling at me or what they're yelling at me about.
Yikes.
But it probably means I'm completely normal. Probably has nothing to do with my depression or low self-esteem at all.
So they're like you can't really tell what they're yelling at you?
Yeah, it's just like it's just angry yelling in your face.
You just have a feeling that they're angry?
Yeah.
Maybe you're dreaming that you're at the track.
Oh, and I'm one of like the Greyhounds or something?
No, you're just hearing their anger.
Oh, okay.
They're not even necessarily yelling at you.
Yeah.
You're one of the Greyhounds.
That would make sense because then they're yelling weird non sequitur, like sentence long names.
Santa's little helper, goddamn you!
Yeah.
Boston cream pie, get out of here!
Is it only fuzzy people? Is there like a setting? Does
do you
anything
mean
come into focus?
When you
yeah,
say fuzzy
yeah,
people.
I'm getting yelled at by furries.
By a bunch of furries.
No, yeah. Just like really vague.
Why won't you join us, Dean?
Just you know you want to. Little John and Robin Hood rocking through the forest.
Sweeping up the field mice, bobbing them on the head. That's not the lyric.
No.
No. That's a...
That's a reference to Two Fat Daleks episode 3.
No. I used to also have these dreams that were more specific. They were sort of lucid dreams in a way because when I was still living with my parents, my mom would come in around the time that I was going to wake up to get ready for school. She would turn on my television, and my television was usually on either Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon at the time. And the show that was on when I was waking up was usually Doug, the Nickelodeon animated show.
Came on at like 7 a.m. weekdays on
ABC. So that
ABC.
would be on in this weird between time where I was...
The Dean between time
where I was still asleep but sort of starting to get out of sleep. Yeah. But in that state, I could actually hear what was going on television.
You were coming out of your REM.
Yeah,
stand in the place for you.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a song for that joke.
What's the frequency, Kenneth?
It's the end of the world.
Every REM song, you only know like three words, and then the rest is like...
Leonard Bernstein.
So I would hear the sound...
Shiny, happy people.
Everybody hurts.
If you believe we put a man on... Go ahead, Dean. Sorry.
Man on the moon.
Shut up.
Moon.
Go ahead. There would be... I could hear Doug in the background while I was dreaming. So the dialogue from the show and what was happening plot-wise would end up kind of influencing my dream. But I didn't know that I was watching Doug I was listening to Doug while I was sleeping. So there would be these weird in-between things where... I just wanted to catch it before you guys did.
Thank you.
It would be this weird hybrid shit where I was I'm having a dream that has the soundtrack of Doug, but I don't know it's actually Doug in the background. So
your dream's adapting to what's happening in Doug.
Yeah. So it'd be these weird scenarios where people.
Hold on. Does that count as a dream?
Yeah.
It is a dream because I'm asleep.
Because I've fallen asleep. While watching a television show or something, like the opposite effect where I'm trying to watch something and I'll fall asleep and then my mind will fill in gaps.
Right.
And I'll have watched a different movie than actually exists.
You're telling me that in Jackie Brown, a dragon doesn't land and take them on an adventure.
No. Hold on. You're telling me there is no unicorn that fucks a turtle? Okay. All right. I'm going to have to get past that. But that was a really captivating scene, and I really think that the turtle was robbed for that Oscar. Yeah.
So you're telling me Abe Vigoda didn't investigate a bunch of atrocities
killer whales.
On killer whales?
Martin Lawrence.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. That was for the reboot.
The reboot is Blackfish.
Yeah. I'd have these weird dreams where there were just like multicolored teenagers honking at me and shit.
hey, Doug.
There were weird fucking dreams.
Yeah.
So if that counts as recurring, I guess
I'd call it
if there was a rerun of an episode and my weird fever dream ended up being the same that time.
Yeah.
Those are syndicated dreams.
Yeah.
Syndicated dreams, perfect. I had two specific long-running recurring dreams in my life. For most of my childhood, I had a recurring dream, and it was a lucid dream, too, that I would go to, I would, like, crawl through a tunnel in my room, like, in the wall, and end up in this sort of, like, lounge area where I would hang out with these monster friends. Like, there was a Dracula my age, a Frankenstein my age, a little wolf man.
Oh, like classic monsters.
Like classic Universal monsters, and they were my pals. It was Big Bad Beetleborgs, but this was way before that show ever aired.
Right.
Mm. Like,
how old? Or this recurs so, like,
this was recurred throughout my childhood.
Did they age with you?
Yes.
Really?
They would age with me. And it wasn't like the same shit would happen each time. It would be like, oh, hey, guys. Good to see you again.
Oh, so it was
a continuing story.
Shit.
Yeah.
What are we going to get mixed up in this week?
Yeah, exactly. But I knew I was dreaming, too. Like, in it, I was like, cool, I'm dreaming that I'm with you guys again.
It's almost like that it exists in, like, another dimension, and you knew that you had to cross over the dream plane in order to go see your friends.
Exactly. See my little monster friends.
That's crazy.
Now they're all adults.
You guys rarely hang out.
I haven't seen them in years.
Wolfman's got a whole litter of kids. He never comes around anymore.
They all moved to different cities.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sad. There was like a mummy kid and a Bride of Frankenstein girl. There had to be a girl. A Bride of Frankenstein girl.
Of course.
Girl. There was the Black
Child
Lagoon.
Marriages.
The Black Lagoon fella.
The creature?
Yeah, the creature. That's what it is.
I believe.
The Black Lagoon fella. You're going to go see that new motion picture, the Black Lagoon fella?
Have you guys heard of Thrilling Adventure Hour?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
this is a podcast, like an old-timey radio podcast.
Right.
They did a whole, like, mini-series on the guy, like, it was like a noir, like, Tales from the Black Lagoon.
Right.
And it was a crime noir sort of drama that focused on the guy who played that creature.
Okay.
And the sort of antics that he gets into, not antics because it's not like goofy, but like he gets roped into this murder mystery.
So it's the actor that played him.
Well, I mean, it's a fictitious story about
the actor
about
that
real
played
people.
That guy. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it wasn't like the Black Lagoon creatures walking around.
No. Okay. The guy that portrayed the Black Lagoon creature has a one night stand with Angela Lansbury, and she steals his creature costume.
Okay.
And then a murder happens, and his creature costume ends up sort of with evidence linking him to the murder.
So it's like The Fugitive.
A little bit, yeah.
Wow.
But it's fantastic, but you mentioned Creature from Black Lagoon.
It just reminded you of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's another podcast you can go listen to instead of this one.
After this one.
Scott Paul
Thrilling
Tompkins
Adventure Hour. Paul F. Tompkins is in
I don't think
lot.
Paul F. Tompkins is in that particular room.
No, he's in like the Beyond Belief.
Beyond Belief is amazing. Though.
Yeah. That's pretty much
I haven't
only
listened
one
to any
listen
of this
to.
Yet. I've just heard of it.
Thrilling Adventure Hour is pretty awesome.
I've heard the ones to listen to are Beyond Belief. Is that the one where it's like him and his medium wife?
It's Paget Brewster and Paul F. Tompkins,
yeah.
And they play a sort of the upper crust of socialites.
Right. They're drunken paranormal investigators.
And they're paranormal investigators.
So I've heard.
And also they see dead people.
I've heard this one's good, and then Sparks Nevada I've heard is good.
Yeah, that one's good too.
Sparks Nevada is really good, yeah.
Right. Anyway.
There's Amelia Earhart. There's an Amelia Earhart one that's really funny too.
Okay.
It's an older one though.
Cool. But enough about other podcasts.
Yeah. That one's a really good one.
InfoWars.
InfoWars.com. Completely different than our podcast.
Butch and Burst.
Yeah.
All right.
You can cut that if you'd like.
It
was just a fun tangent.
Yeah.
We're just friends. We're having a conversation.
It depends on how long we run.
How run we long.
Yeah. A fresher breath air.
Fresher.
So,
that was like my childhood recurring dream that ended somewhere near the end of my childhood. You know?
It's so sad when a child dies.
Do you remember the last one?
No.
So you don't know how you left them?
I don't know how I left them.
Like, you guys were all going off to high school?
No, it wasn't. And then it wasn't that late.
Then he got taken over by Disney, and it sucked.
Yeah.
Mini Bride of Frankenstein's thinking about getting an abortion.
Yeah, yeah. When you had
teenage problems.
Well, the baby's already dead, so it doesn't really matter.
It was very Degrassi before Disney took it over.
Yeah. No, yeah, it was. I do miss them. Like,
really?
I wish I could dream this again.
How freaked out would you be if tonight, when you went home and you fell asleep, you went through a tunnel in your wall?
Yeah.
And you started hanging out with those people, but you're all adults.
I would love it.
Like, and the second half of It.
I would cry. I would be like, oh, my God, I miss... This was like Drop Dead Fred for me. Like,
these are imaginary
friends? No, because I wouldn't see them during the day at all. I mean, technically, yes, they're imaginary friends because they're dreamed up. Mm-hmm. But it's not like I'd be like, oh, Wolfman's here and I'm drinking tea with him now. You know what I mean?
Right.
They were just dream friends. It's weird.
Dream friends.
No one told you that was gonna be this way. There you go. Dream friends.
Dream friends.
Yeah. I'm just glad one of them wasn't Ross. Fuck Ross. But my adult recurring dream is zombie apocalypse.
Really?
Every few months I have a zombie apocalypse dream. Now, these aren't continuations. It's always a brand new scenario each time. But it's always zombie apocalypse. And sometimes I'm like helping other survivors, like saving people.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I'm alone dealing with it. Sometimes it's deep in the middle of the zombie apocalypse. Sometimes it's right when it's starting, like the first bites are happening and shit.
Like that creepy beginning of World War Z.
Yeah.
Where something is kind of off and then things get really shitty really quickly.
Yeah.
That movie did get shitty really quickly.
Yeah. Dawn of the Dead remake, too, has like those. She does kind of wake up and it's started, but there's a little like shit on the news. And
is that the one with her daughter?
Not her daughter. It was a neighbor girl.
Neighbor girl.
Who walks in all zombified.
Creepy.
You know who wrote that movie? James Gunn, who did Guardians of the Galaxy.
Did he really?
Yeah. It was directed by Zack Snyder, though, who did Man of Steel.
Well,
you know.
Blue.
You know.
Butcher Burst.
Butcher Burst.
James Gunn also wrote Scooby-Doo.
Oh, anyway. 1-800 Burst.
1-800-5800 Brace.
Burst.
Brace. Brace. Anyway, but yeah, those are my... So, Corey, have you had recurring dreams?
Since you haven't had any at all.
Since you haven't had any dreams, how about recurring ones?
No, but you know, something that's interesting, like you mentioned, like sort of imaginary friends, like your Drop Dead Freds or whatnot.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny because you're drinking water called Fred.
I am. A water called Fred.
Apparently, when I was very, very young, I had 3 imaginary friends.
Mm.
I didn't know this until fairly recently. My mom got mailed a book that was written by somebody who does this type of like astral projections, that kind of. So it's sort of
Dianetics.
It sort of ties in. Like, they do the heavy meditation, and then they do these like aura readings and you know, all this kind of stuff for for people. And
For people?
For people.
Oh, so not and for like deer?
Not doggy dreams.
No, I mean, you could. Yeah. I'm sure you could, but they do specifically for people.
Platypi.
Because people pay.
People pay.
You know, pets pets don't really
platypi
pay.
Platypi don't pay.
Animals really don't carry currency.
People pay.
You know what it really about boils down to? No pockets. No pockets.
Kangaroos then.
Kangaroos, they'll do, yeah, okay. Yeah. All marsupials, yes. Yeah.
I'll do a kangaroo.
And humans.
What about marsupilami?
Finger banging orangutan.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Go on.
But so
didgeridango.
Before
Go on, sorry.
Before I was born, my parents had just got married. Before my mom was even pregnant, they submitted.
Oh, so they got married before she got pregnant.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's rare these
days.
Or
so they tell me.
Yeah, right.
The math works out, though, so I believe them.
Yeah.
My mom got this
your mom
this sort of reading done by this lady, right?
Yeah.
And you know, I didn't know about it. You know, my parents never talked about it, you know, right. Whatever. My parents sort of went through a spiritual phase before, like when they first got married and like when they were about to have me or whatever, they went through this like crystals and like,
were you
in a really, really spiritual phase.
Were you an indigo child, Corey?
No, unfortunately.
Yeah. Was your name almost Moonray?
No.
Moonray Cook.
and my mom got this sort of astral reading or something like that.
Yeah.
Read, you know, my astral.
Flash forward now 30 years.
Yeah.
And the lady, the guy and the woman that had done these readings for all these people compiled all of their sort of research and readings into a book.
Are you in a book?
That got published.
Oh shit.
And my mom is chapter 11.
What?
And at the end of the chapter, it goes into a bit of like ketchup.
Ketchup.
On the story, like it's like a little epilogue on the.
Oh, like, and
because it goes.
Corey's
through...
mom went on to found a bakery or whatever.
Yeah. It goes through her whole reading and like what the guy saw and what they.
It's the end of Fast Times.
Wrote down, and then it goes on beyond like once I was born, and then like it because it was really weird because the projection that the guy got was that. There was a light growing that was meant to grow inside my mom.
Is that you?
Which he interpreted as she's pregnant or she's about to be pregnant.
Okay.
And within 6 months, my mom was pregnant with me.
Got it.
From the time of this reading, and there was a whole bunch.
I'm still trying to figure out where the imaginary friends come in.
Well, okay. This is what I'm saying. So all like right. like this there was a whole bunch of stuff about me and how I was. I was going to be born to be like to show light or to give light or to, you know, to do all this kind of stuff.
Wow, she didn't nail that one.
No, I know. It's completely false.
Yeah. This is a sound based meme.
And that I was going to be like a voice of God.
What?
False. Oh, did they
the
get
Metatron?
That one wrong?
What,
no,
the bird
I'm
lady?
Kidding. I'm kidding. No, but in it goes into this story about after I was born.
Yeah.
I developed a relationship with three imaginary friends.
How did she know this?
Because
she followed up with your mom.
Because like I think this lady was friends with my grandmother, and that's why my mom did a reading through her. Because
Got
at the
it.
Time, you know, 30 years ago,
Grandma Cook.
it was just a you know, like, can I do readings? Because we're going to compile a bunch of data and we want to, you know, do all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's complete. It seems like a complete pseudoscience to me, but it was interesting.
So you had three imaginary friends.
So I had these three imaginary friends.
Inkin, Blinkin, and Dot.
I wish I could remember the fucking names of these friends.
It was the mother, the father, and the Holy Ghost.
But my...
It's actually father, son, and Holy Ghost.
Oh, whatever.
Mother, father, and the Holy Ghost.
Not in my religion.
Yeah. Yeah, not two dads.
Yeah, stop projecting.
It's
your
two
Christian.
Parents that had an abortion.
Yes,
a holy abortion.
Yes.
Yeah. So I had these three imaginary friends, and apparently my parents would see me like just having full on, you know, conversations with these people.
Yeah.
And then one day,
you know, I know what their names are actually.
What?
Doc, Dean, and Fake Dean.
Yes. We'll go with that. One day,
you were the Shy Kids.
No, one day I went. Wouldn't that be funny if I'm welcome to the Shy Kids podcast? My name is Corey.
My name is Fake Dean.
My name is Dean. My name is Doc. Just in my room when I was 3 and 4.
Yeah.
No, but like apparently one day I went to my parents and I was like, Fake Dean has been telling me really scary things.
Oh no!
And like. This is all in the chapter. Like one day he was like Scooter or whoever the fuck the
Bloopy.
Yeah.
Did she name them in the thing?
Yeah, they're named in the chapter.
So we could look this up.
I don't know the name of the book.
It's gotta still be in print.
We'll look it up in the future.
Really... If it wasn't so late, I would have texted my mom and be like, what were my imaginary friends' names?
We'll look it up in the future.
I did have
an imaginary friend, by the way. I want to let you finish yours.
We had brought imaginary friends up like weeks ago.
Yeah.
And didn't I couldn't, we? I didn't, yeah, it was a part of something else.
Yeah.
And I said that I think I had imaginary friends. I don't even know. I had a dog that I had a name for, like a stuffed dog that I
Dog Awaga. He was a detective.
Yeah,
that's mine.
So, but I couldn't recollect it whether or not I had imaginary friends. Apparently, I had a long-standing relationship with these three imaginary friends.
Wow.
One of which started telling me evil things.
Oh shit.
And
don't dream. That's when they get you.
You know,
that's what happened.
Yeah.
He said, don't dream. That's when they get you. And you stopped dreaming.
Stopped
the boy who stopped dreaming.
Yeah, yeah.
By Shel Silverstein.
Fake Dean just whispering in my
ear.
Don't dream.
Don't dream.
That's where they get you.
One, two, fake Dean's coming for you.
The blackening.
The fappening.
I'm waiting for the blackening.
The blackening. That's the... It's the one.
It's all Rosaria Dawson, Halle Berry pictures,
and Denzel Washington.
Yeah, why not?
Wesley Snipes,
Monique,
Brandy.
Yeah, these are black names.
But that creeped me the fuck out because like
hearing about it later.
Yeah. Hearing about it later, where I was like one of those kids in the fucking.
You were Ralph Wiggum.
I was one of those kids.
The leprechaun tells me to burn things.
Exactly. But it's one of those kids that you see in like horror movies where they like turn and they're like, they're telling me you're all going to die.
Yeah.
Like, what?
You were the...
I was the creepy little kid. Yeah, Red Rum.
Davey's not here.
Red Rum. Seriously.
Yeah.
I had no idea. But it was weird because...
The boy from The Ring who is like having conversations with Ring girl.
Yeah. Exactly. She says that you should leave her alone.
Yeah.
But the entire like chapter talks about how like I'm light and I'm like all this kind of weird stuff and like I'm supposed to be in tune with
are
some
you
other
Sailor
shit.
Moon
right
yeah
and then I develop these three imaginary friends and then one starts telling me evil things and like I have to determine whether or not I should send him away or whatnot like it was
and you banished him to the cornfield
pretty much we sort of banished that friend and then he never showed up and then I would only say that I talked to the other two and that other one went away and it was weird it was like. So his name was like Screwdriver or like Scooter or something. It was something weird like that.
My imaginary friend was named Salty.
Salty? He was a pirate?
No. He was a kid my age, and I was better than him at everything.
You mentioned that in the previous podcast.
That was his whole gig. It was like, we had a trampoline at my house.
Yeah.
So it's like, jump on the trampoline. I can do more than you, Salty. Ha ha, you bag of shit. Fuck you.
You're terrible at trampoline, Salty.
Yeah. And now I have a salty friend named Dean.
I bet you can't even lick your own balls.
That's worse than you at everything.
Except for being thin. You're really good at that.
Yeah.
You got him there.
Yeah.
My antidepressants are helping with that.
One more. Do we have, like, do you have any super vivid dreams that you remember, Dean? That, like, feel so real.
Besides the Doug ones, not really.
Yeah, those felt real.
Hey, Roger Klotz!
I don't think I had a lot of really vivid dreams, because kind of like Corey, I don't remember a whole lot of them.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, Corey remembers zero of them.
Yeah.
Well, I had one that was super vivid.
Really?
I must have been in sort
where,
of junior
from
high.
Now? Okay.
And I dreamt that I was in my elementary school and that I had taken a girl that I had a crush on in elementary school who was now of my, like, we had met each other post-elementary school, but we had snuck back into the elementary school, and I ate the shit out of her pussy.
Is this real? Can't be real.
In the bathroom of the school that I attended.
I don't think middle school kids are usually thinking about eating pussy.
But what was weird about it is I could smell it. I could fucking smell it, man.
What are you making up? Because you fucking started the show saying you don't dream. Is this a reference to something?
No.
Then what is it?
It might be an actual dream that I'm recollecting right now.
A real dream that you actually did have?
I don't know. I just wanted to feel a part of the conversation,
You just
man.
Made shit up to be part of it.
Yeah.
Corey, this is bad.
Sorry.
We said on the Shy Kids that we would not lie ever.
I know. I have shamed this show. I will turn down my microphone.
Right.
We'll turn down my microphone.
I'm fake teen, by the way.
Fourth wall, man.
What? Yeah, sorry. Okay.
Or, I mean, what?
My last one, vivid. My first vivid one I'm going to say, but also the last thing I'm going to say in the world.
is this your suicide note?
This is my suicide note. No.
I'm just going to grab your keys.
A vivid dream I had about...
Any sharp object around me.
No. Okay. I wouldn't kill myself with my keys. That would take forever.
I don't know. Fuck. There's some cables over there.
Oh, God.
Get those away from his neck.
I pointed at a bug. I got scared. Like, oh, fuck. And he points behind me.
Trying to remove.
Thought there was a goddamn spider monkey.
Implements of death from you if this is the last thing you're ever going to say.
Jesus Christ.
Ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Jumper cables with no engine to hook them to.
Yeah. Yep. Why are you attaching them to your nuts?
Yeah. This is just fun. Yeah, okay. This is what I do.
Positive and negative.
To each his own.
So this dream was, I'd say, about a year ago. It was that I was in this city. It wasn't a zombie dream. I was trying to get these people away from these bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
And,
do you rescue people a lot in your dreams?
Apparently I do.
I just noticed that as a sort of reoccurring thing.
It was this girl that I kind of wanted to bang,
mm-hmm.
but she was made up for the dream. Like, there's no real life equivalent to her. These were made up people for the dream.
Mm-hmm.
So it was this girl I wanted to bang and like her fucking younger cousin or some shit. Like, I was trying to get them away from these bad men,
mm-hmm.
In this city. And like, we, at one point they saw us and we ran and escaped onto a subway. So this was apparently New York or wherever else subways are.
There are subways in L.A.
Are there?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
There's underground trains in Paris. There's underground.
I thought all our L.A. trains were over the London? Like over the freeway.
There's those two. There's an underground.
We have like monorails. I don't even know what you call them.
They're electric lines. They got like the electric wires that go on top.
Oh, okay.
There's those trains, and then there's an underground subway system.
I didn't even know that. We had an underground. Okay,
fucking
cool.
Speed.
Oh, that was in L.A.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
the
you're
end
right.
of Speed goes through the L.A. subway system.
Wow, I forgot about that. Okay. Yeah. Speed. I love that movie. So we escape on a subway, and then I get them to, like, this one area, and they get captured. Like, the bad guys are waiting for us. And they get captured and taken to, like, this compound, which is a little... It's like a big house, but it's kind of castle-y. Like, in the middle of whatever the fuck city we're in. So it's like an old big house. And I know they're in there, so I'm trying to, like, break in to save them. And I get in, and as I'm sneaking down a hall, I get caught.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy straight up pulls out a sword... And stabs me in the stomach
mm-hmm.
a few times and, like, through my chest, like, stomach, chest, like, stabs me in a bunch of different places, sword going all the way in. And I felt it.
Really?
Yes. And I collapsed to the ground, and it felt so real. But here was the weird part. The dream continued without me for a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, like, it went... to third person and then went to where like went to a new scene like it went to where the wow. girls were captured and the guy talking to the girls for a while and they're like, oh, let us go or whatever, and like, no, fuck you, we got you. The plot was very fucking stupid because
yeah,
it was a dumb dream.
It can use some punch up.
Yeah, yeah, the plot could use some punch up for this.
At least another draft.
Yeah, about what felt like a half hour later, it cuts back to me on the ground.
Really just like 3 milliseconds.
Yeah, really like, but what felt like a half hour later of seeing them interact.
Of exposition.
Yeah.
You could really edit that scene down.
The dream cuts back to me on the ground and it goes back into like first person mode.
Mm-hmm.
And I wake up on the ground and I'm like, what the fuck? And I look and I'm all fucking stabbed up. And I start trying to stand up and I'm able to get up and I'm like, I'm fucking stabbed.
Right.
I have blood all down me, but I'm not bleeding anymore.
Right.
And
blink,
I'm like,
blink.
No. And I get up and I remember like feeling the sensation of like getting yourself up off the uh-huh. ground while in pain.
Yeah, yeah.
Like feeling that. And I got up and I was like, what the fuck? Like, how am I? I'm like totally okay. I was stabbed multiple times and I laid on the ground for a half hour and now I'm totally okay. And I was able to continue and save them.
Nice.
Yeah. And then in the dream, like me in the dream, I'm like, I can't, like, I just found out I'm immortal. Like, I didn't know this. Like, in the dream, it was like a surprise, like a big revelation to me.
Right.
That I, this is how I find out I'm immortal, is that I get stabbed by a guy with a sword a bunch of times. That's probably why the compound was a little castle-y, to make sense why there'd be a guy with a sword.
The way I'm picturing it in my mind is that he slowly just, like, stabbed you.
It was...
like, maintaining eye contact, just, like, stabbed you in the stomach.
You know in a Saving Private Ryan where the guy gets stabbed, he's like, shh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shh. It was like that.
Really?
It was creepy.
And then he pulls the sword out and then just stabs you again and you just stand there.
Well, you
don't get knocked back at all by the stabs.
It was like, no, the first...
slowly slides it all the way through
the
you
first
and pulls
stab,
it back out.
The first stab was quick because it, like, caught me off guard. And then the next ones were all like, slow, just fucking just stabbed.
Just in, and take out.
And then, the sword just came.
Then you just had your mouth open.
Excalibur! It was like the end of like a movie, like the main character finding out he's Neo.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I was like, holy shit, I can get stabbed a bunch of times and be fine. And I went and then saved them. And then I woke up and went, ah, fuck, none of that was real. God damn it.
I'm not immortal. Gosh darn it.
I want to find out I'm immortal.
Have you guys ever dreamed that you were dreaming?
Yes.
There's like that. That's like a movie trope, right?
Yeah.
Where like, there's a dream sequence and they wake up and then some other weird shit happens and then they wake up again.
Right.
Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
I've had that.
That's real.
That happens. That's a real thing that happens.
Hmm.
Yeah. You think you're done dreaming, but you're still dreaming.
Is that how most of the time you realize that you're lucid dreaming? Like, you figure out that you're dreaming?
I figure out that I'm dreaming, but it has nothing to do with the fake wake-up thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, because that's what I'm saying. Like, you wake up from a dream in your dream, and you realize, oh, I was dreaming.
I've had that, where I wake up in the dream. I've woken up from a dream, and I go, oh, that was a dream. But now I'm awake.
Oh, okay. So you never acknowledge.
I'm fooled. I'm fooled again by the new dream.
Well, don't get fooled again.
It won't get fooled again.
Down, down, down.
Music references Dean doesn't get.
Are we at Nerdigory's time?
Sure. Why not?
Oh, I've got one.
Oh, okay.
Cool. How about TV catchphrases?
Like, favorite TV catchphrases?
Yeah, like, it's got to be a Magnavox. No.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's what
mean,
I was
like
thinking,
TV
too.
Characters.
Like, yeah, the catchphrases that TV characters would have.
So not anything from, like, a commercial?
No.
So not, like, where's the beef?
You'll love it at Levitt's.
That's a one, a spicy, spicy meatball.
Spicy, spicy?
Did he say spicy, spicy? One spicy meatball.
He doesn't say spicy.
Whatever.
You're killing me, Larry.
Oh, God.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh,
so just
what a relief it is.
Character catchphrases?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I could do
fictional
this.
Fictional character. Ooh, okay, hold on. What about, like,
Bob.
What about, like, non-fictional characters? Like, news anchors mean? That might have a catchphrase.
Oh, like...
And that's the way it was.
And that's the way it was.
Does that count?
Yeah, I'll count that.
Yeah, I'd count that, too.
News anchor stuff? Is fine?
Except cool. He can't use that one now.
No, you can't. All right. So let's go to break. We'll write this list.
Catchphrases.
Five favorite TV catchphrases, TV character catchphrases.
Did I do that?
I hope nobody has that.
Bazinga!
And that. All right.
You got it, dude.
Well, now you just stole seven of mine.
You know what? Cut it out.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back.
Making copies.
We'll be right back.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? Tooth Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Welcome to the Sully Show. We're totally insane. We've got dumbasses and folks who are really lame. We got Sully on the soundboard. Danielle is rocking too. And JET the redneck. We're all here for you on the Sully Show. Welcome to the Sully Show. Let's bring you to your shana-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na knees, please.
I want to hear you snore. Join us on The Sully Show live every Sunday, noon to 2 Eastern, on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Shy kids. We are the shy kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song.
And we're back.
You know,
yours is a lot better than Fake Dance.
I recently saw that that Joey's World tour guy on YouTube.
Yeah,
that does the thing that reminds you.
Yeah,
the Dean's and We're Back remind you of.
I'm back.
God damn, that is the worst thing I've ever seen on ever.
You saw the Nutella one?
I saw him eat an extra bacon cheeseburger. Extra Western extra bacon cheeseburger from Carl's Jr.
All right, I think I've seen this one.
And the first four, it's like a 7-minute video, which boggles my mind anyway. The first 4 minutes are him waiting in the drive-thru with an earbud in, singing some song.
By the way, that's rare for him.
Really?
Usually he already has the food. That was one of those, you happen to catch a weird one where you see him order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was 4 minutes of him at a drive-thru singing a song that we could not hear.
Yeah.
It was in his earphone.
All right.
And then he orders the food and then does weird, like, noises.
Right.
And then goes back to singing while he's waiting for his food, then gets his food, then drives around the parking lot and parks. I was like, what? The fuck is this?
Yeah,
that's no. What are you? Why is this on the internet? Right. Why? And there was like 30,000 views.
Yeah,
and I couldn't understand it. And he was like, "Wow, this tastes like bacon." Like, well, no shit, dipshit. Like, it's got the extra bacon Western bacon cheeseburger.
Right.
He once ate like a fried fish sandwich that I think was like 5,000 calories or something. Or no, it was like a 4,000 calorie meal or something. It was.
Yeah, he brought it up too. Like, this is 4,000 calories. Whee!
Yeah, he's. I don't know. He was wearing an Angels hat in another one.
He wears all different sports hats.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
And then he was wearing in the Nutella one. He was wearing Mickey ears, and in another video, he was wearing an Angels hat. And I thought, fuck, is this guy local?
He's in California for sure.
I think he's in San Francisco. Is what I heard.
I think San Jose.
Bay Area. But if he was in Orange County, he would have been a guest this week.
Are we? Is this the show now? Or
this? We can go on to Nerdigories.
I just wanted to say,
and we're back.
I never said a show by name. Remember, I just said there's a show I hate.
Yeah, you said there's a show that you hate watch. That's a guy eating fast food.
Yeah.
And Dean's and we're back reminds you of it.
Yeah, but you said Joey's World Tour. I wouldn't name him.
No, because somebody forwarded me a video. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
And in that video, he went, and we're back.
So now everyone knows.
And I was like, oh, shit.
Now everyone knows the show I watch on the internet and hate.
You can bleep it.
I just don't want people to bug him. I want him to keep making his shitty videos so I can keep hating them.
I want him to be a guest.
No, I don't want this. Okay.
He'll be a surprise guest. Next time Dean is away, I'm going to contact this guy. He'll be a Skype guest.
Oh, that will... I'll have to pretend to be nice. All right, all right.
No, you can be a complete asshole to him. Fuck it.
Yeah.
His videos are so weird. But the Nutella
one... How do you deal with trolls?
Oh, the Nutella one is so fucking disturbing.
It was like... I think I described it as... It was sadder than a suicide note. Like it was.
Holy shit.
The grossest one, by the way, is he does raw chorizo.
Oh,
yeah. Chorizo. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get over to our lists.
It's disgusting.
Get up to our lists. Did I win last week? I did.
Yes.
Fake Dean. I beat you in Nerdigories.
Fake Dean. Yeah, you beat me in a Come Dance Around.
Come Dancers. That's right.
Yeah, Martin Lawrence films.
Yes.
We ran out of Martin Lawrence films.
We did. Pretty quick.
Didn't even do Black Knight.
We did forget Black Knight. That's my favorite one, too. Yeah. All right. I'll go first. This is from Arrested Development.
Okay.
This is mostly said by Job, but other people have said it too, referencing when Job said it. And it's one of my favorite lines. I've made a huge mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a good one. I didn't even think of Arrested Development.
You didn't?
Well, partly because...
There's so many catchphrases on that show, too.
Well, that, but I only saw it on Netflix.
Yeah.
So it didn't even come to my mind when I thought, like, oh, television shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, point for me?
Yeah, I didn't have it.
I didn't have it, no. Yeah.
And you haven't seen Arrested Development yet, right?
I've watched maybe 6 episodes of it. It wasn't my cup of tea, really.
Okay. Really? I would think that would be right up your alley.
Yeah, I figured, too.
Just didn't. Didn't do it for me.
Maybe you hate rich people too much to where you don't even want to see a parody of them.
Probably. Well,
they're not even rich people. They're like...
They are. They're like a rich Newport Beach family.
They act as though they're they're rich, but...
They're bankrupt.
I thought it was funny. It's just I didn't
get why... It's not something you'd keep watching.
Yeah, I didn't get why people liked it as much as they did.
Right. Okay. Not for you.
Yeah.
Point for me, though.
Yep. All right, so my first one is I've been watching a lot of Twin Peaks lately, and there's a catchphrase that Agent Cooper, who's like an FBI guy that's visiting the town of Twin Peaks, says.
You have to say it backwards.
He eats pie like every episode, and every time he eats pie, he goes, "Damn good pie." And that's just kind of
damn good pie.
Damn good pie.
Yeah,
that's what Corey said in his dream when he ate that girl's box in elementary school.
Yeah,
we weren't in elementary school.
We were older kids,
and we went back to my elementary school
to eat our box.
And I remember vividly thinking that the doorknobs were a lot lower than I remembered them. But we went inside the bathroom. And I ate the shit out of her pussy.
You're Boy, making
those,
shit up.
Those Montessori schools, man.
Yeah. Point for Dean. All right. Corey, go.
All right. First on my list
Twin Peaks is good, by the way?
I don't know if I would call it good, but it's interesting.
It's a train wreck, weird television kind of show.
It's David Lynch, so it's weird shit. Right. So.
I'll probably watch it.
Yeah.
It's a television show that's hard to turn off once you get sucked into an episode.
Yeah.
Because it's so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Corey.
First on my list is an oldie.
An oldie but a goodie.
An oldie. It's from an SNL skit sketch.
Making
but it was
copies.
Really it was really no. It's older than that. It's like like original cast.
Oh, okay.
I think it's second year cast. Okay. But it's Dan Aykroyd to Jane Curtin saying, "Jane, you ignorant slut."
Oh.
And he would say that to her during the newscast, the weekend update.
Yeah.
That shit cracks
me up. That was second year because it was after Chevy left.
Yeah, because Dan Aykroyd took over for Chevy Chase.
For the weekend update.
Right?
Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin. It was a duo.
Yep. Hashtag war on women.
But yeah, like...
Jane, you ignorant slut.
Those old SNLs used to be syndicated.
Yeah. They show them on VH1.
And I watched a ton of old SNLs.
Yeah.
Like all the Andy Kaufman stuff and the Steve Martin stuff from way back in the day.
Yeah.
But the weekend update, and he was so misogynistic to her. Like she was trying to be like a good newscaster, and he would just fucking tear her down. It was hilarious.
Oh, wow.
I think that's probably where I get some of my, like, fake misogyny humor from, is that sort of character.
Yeah. Okay.
Where it's
oh,
fun.
You're fake misogyny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where it's fun because I don't believe
where you quote-unquote rape people.
Shit. Okay.
Yeah. Point for Corey.
But yeah, Jane, you ignorant slut. It's fine.
All right. My next one is Sterling Archer from Archer saying,
"Danger zone."
Lana.
There's another one. Also, phrasing.
Phrasing.
Yeah, but Danger Zone specifically is my favorite.
That was an amazing episode.
He says Danger Zone a bunch of times.
When Kenny Loggins
was actually on the show.
Was actually on the episode.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And then Lana didn't know that was actually a song that he was quoting.
Yeah.
She just thought it was something he said.
Yeah.
And the promo for that season was amazing, too, because it was the entire Top Gun trailer redone as Archer.
Yep. point for
so,
me?
So great. Yeah, you get a point for
Danger
that.
Zone. My next one is also from Archer.
Oh,
it's,
shit.
It's a Sploosh.
Oh, Pam.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the other characters end up saying it whenever like they're talking about somebody they're attracted to.
Corey, does this cancel?
Sploosh. See, I'm wondering about this because it is the same show.
I think it probably should.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
That it doesn't cancel for this reason, that if he had chosen Lana, because
same
it was
character.
Said by the same character.
Oh.
Then it would cancel.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard Archer say sploosh either.
Yeah, I don't think
it's all the female characters.
Yeah.
Well, because they're referencing their wetness.
Yeah. You could drown a toddler in these panties.
Yeah.
gotta give him a sploosh.
Yeah.
All right. So because it's a different character that's known for that particular catchphrase, even though it's in the same show, I think it would still count.
Okay, cool. Point for sploosh.
So, yeah.
Dean. Point for Dean.
Gotta give him a sploosh.
Next on my list is really the first time that I remember being aware of a catchphrase.
Yeah.
From a television show. This television show isn't one that I particularly loved, but I do remember watching a ton of it when I was younger.
Yeah.
And it's really the catchphrase is the first one that I remember fucking everybody saying.
Right.
When it sort of debuted on the show and then would come back as a recurring character.
Bazinga. Right.
And that's No Soup for You from the Soup Nazi on Seinfeld.
Yeah, No Soup for You, yeah.
That was the first time I remember there being like
that's
his catchphrase. Like a lot of people still. And a lot of people still say No Soup for You.
Yeah.
Or some iteration of it. Or
right.
And it's not annoying at all when they do it.
Right. No.
Not annoying at all. Point for Corey.
Yeah.
My next one, kind of his tribute to the late Robin Williams. Mork from Mork and Mindy.
Nano Nano?
Nano Nano. Good one?
No.
No.
It was a fucking orc greeting.
I understand it's nonsensical. It's not really a catchphrase, but
he said it a lot.
He did say it a lot.
He also said Shazbot, which is their version of shit.
Yeah.
No.
It counts.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about it, but it counts.
Okay.
And I did not have it.
How dare you disparage the name of Robin Williams?
Hmm.
That's the way I took all of that.
He's terrific.
Yeah.
The writing on some of the things that he's done, not as much.
Mork and Mindy is great.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, point for me.
I remember being really creeped out by the episode where he kept shrinking, and then he ended up in like another dimension or something.
Really?
Yeah, it like freaked the fuck out of me as a kid.
You know what really bugged me about that show?
What's that?
Jonathan Winters.
That was season 4 only.
I know.
Yeah.
But he was like a child.
They
because they age
in season 4.
Differently,
Mork and Mindy have a baby.
Mm.
But on Ork, they age Benjamin Button style.
Oh yeah, I remember.
So
that.
The baby's born as grown up Jonathan Winters.
That must have been painful.
He came out of an egg.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Laying the egg might have been painful.
Yeah.
And then he was the voice for the Incredible Edible Eggs.
The Incredible Edible Eggs.
Remember that he would do all the like the egg commercials.
Yeah, you're right.
Which I always thought was a weird tie-in. Like, I thought it was, like, product placement.
Yeah. Anyway, Point for me.
But yeah, Nanu.
My next one is from Sonic the Hedgehog, and it's got a juice.
Also, it's from Jack LaLanne's juicer commercial.
Yes.
Got a juice.
I didn't even think animated.
I have Archer.
No,
so.
I do have animated. Never okay. mind. Cut that. Right. Yeah, that counts. I have no idea what that is.
It's just what he says before he starts dashing.
Before he starts running, he's got a juice. Yeah, he takes see. Speed, and then
yeah,
he starts running.
He like pulls up his leg and injects the thing into his ass, yeah. and yeah.
yeah. Okay. That's weird for a children's cartoon.
Got a
but,
juice.
Yeah, yeah rolling know. Around at the speed of sound.
Yeah.
Point
for Dean, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Here's why I counted your same show, different catchphrase.
Oh, because you had a thing.
Because I have another one from SNL.
Oh, okay.
Here. Even though it's many casts separated between the two catchphrases, this one was more sort of my golden age of SNL, which was like the mid-90s.
Okay.
And it's from Wayne's World, and it's Schwing.
Schwing.
I used to say Schwing so much.
That's sort of the male. That's sort of the male equivalent of sploosh, I guess.
It is really.
It is. It is.
It's male sploosh.
Yeah.
So they cancel. No. All right, Schwing.
Schwing.
I'm embarrassed. It used to say that a lot.
Yeah.
I did. Well, when the movies came out, too. Like, I was a real big fan of Wayne's World.
I would just whenever I saw a girl, I'd go erection.
Yeah. Boner time.
Involuntary erection.
Yeah.
I've made a mess in my shorts.
Engorged dick.
Yeah. My wiener hurts.
But yeah, Wayne's World. It was like the perfect sketch for a teenage boy.
Right,
to like,
right, yeah.
You
definitely.
Know?
Yeah.
And they live on in hot tracks.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, pretty much. Point for you.
Party on, JB.
Mine was only said twice by this character, but it's so memorable that an entire internet meme has been created
we'll
from
be
it.
We'll be the judge of that.
Yeah. It's a Sergeant Doakes from Dexter.
Oh, shit.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Yeah, that counts. That totally counts. Surprise, motherfucker.
Yep.
And the second time he said it was a reference to the meme.
Was it really?
Because he said it once when he was, spoiler alert, alive. And then in the final, like the second to last or final season, they did a flashback of Doak still being alive, and he says it in one of the scenes then.
Right.
So by this point, it was already a big meme.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that totally counts. I'll totally give that
surprise,
to you.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Because you could just say that, and I immediately would know
yeah.
Doakes.
That That's you're, Doakes you're talking from about Dexter, Doakes. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Point for me.
Yep. My next one is Archie Bunker going, "Would you stifle it?"
Would you stifle it? I don't remember that.
He would tell Edith to stifle it all the time.
Really?
Wow.
Stifle.
This is
All in the Family.
All in the Family?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Edith, would you stifle it? Did you,
how much of All in the Family have you watched?
Actually, I used to watch a lot of Nick at Night. So,
really? Yeah, that was one of the TV shows on there that I would just like, nope.
Oh, I watched that.
I could not
I
get into All in the Family.
I don't remember that being the catchphrase.
Should we look it up?
It'll be no, whenever sure. Edith would talk back to him. He would just say, stifle.
I thought he'd just be like, shut up, cunt.
Shut up, you stupid cunt.
Jesus, bitch. Shut your trap.
Did you ever see I almost said, did you ever see the rape? Did you ever see the episode where Edith is almost raped?
No, like I said, I never watched the show.
This is
she would start singing that theme song, and I would just like, next.
Charge
of Edith. Songs that made the hit. Correct.
Click.
They did a very special episode of All in the Family.
Right.
Where this guy like tries to rape Edith.
Why?
Because he's a rapist? I don't know. In the episode though, there'd be scenes where like the guy like Archie shows up for something and he's like, "You better keep your mouth shut. you better not tell him I'm here." And then the rapist would hide. And then Archie would come in. And then the audience would start laughing at Archie's lines, even though there's a rapist in the closet. Like seriousness. And then Archie walks in and is like, "Hey, funny shit. I'm saying funny
yeah,
shit." And the audience is
head.
Like, "Ha, ha, ha, Archie, you're the best." Then he'd walk out and the rapist would come back out and it'd get serious again. It was the fucking awkward episode.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah. They probably didn't show it a lot at Nick at Night.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's real. It's totally real. You can watch it on YouTube.
I've heard it referenced before, but
it's
the
Different Strokes episode where
where he's like trying to give the kids wine and get their shirts off.
Arnold's friend gets molested by the bike owner, and Arnold almost gets molested by the bike shop owner. Yeah.
Bike shop owner.
Why don't you scream in my ass real loud?
All right, so point for you for stifling it, even though I don't remember that being the catchphrase, but okay.
Hey, I have no point of reference for that show either.
I can't prove you wrong. We don't have the internet.
Shahuni Gatsi Mahimo. Mahime.
Point for... Yeah, I already said that. Corey's turn. Yeah.
Next on my list is... it's not necessarily a catchphrase from a character. It's more or less the show's catchphrase.
Okay.
But it's the truth is out there from The X-Files.
Did...
I think Mulder would say that.
Did he say that?
On occasion.
I don't... This is more like a tagline than a catchphrase.
The truth is out there, Scully. We gotta find the...
That's not a catchphrase. I'm sorry. He could have said the line at some point, but it was definitely not a catchphrase.
Did he wink after he said
it? I want to believe...
That's
more or less the catchphrase.
That's the catchphrase, and you picked the fucking tagline for the show.
Well, that's what I meant. Can I get the point anyway?
No.
All right. I said stifle, but I meant meathead. Shit.
God damn.
All right, fine. No points. For the truth is out there. This is just me being punished for Leon the Professional.
It is. My last one.
Would you jack off to it? I don't... Oh, I must not have been here for that one.
Yeah.
No, you were.
Oh, okay.
My last one is from Futurama.
Okay.
And it's Professor Farnsworth saying, "Good news, everyone! I'm a horse's butt."
Yes.
My favorite one being, "Good news, everyone! Bad news."
Yes, points.
My favorite one is when they imitate his voice and say, "I'm a horse's butt," and he responds, "That's not good news at all."
But yeah, Professor Farnsworth.
Were you happy to see that show come back to Comedy Central?
Yes.
And run more? Was it still good
at
Comedy Central? Or did it get better?
There was like, I think when it first came back, it was a little shaky, but then it got really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I remember not liking it too much when it came back.
Well, again, it started shaky.
Yeah, maybe that's what I saw.
Especially, they did like some direct-to-DVD movies before it came back, and those aren't very good at all.
Yeah, they kind of seem like fan fiction to me almost.
Yeah. But then the show found its stride again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I got really fatigued from Comedy Central. Because Comedy Central would play, like, the shit out of Futurama.
Right.
That every time I would go to Comedy Central and I saw Futurama in a block of 4 hours, I was like, I guess I'm not going to look at Comedy Central for the next 4 hours because I don't give a shit anymore because that's all you fucking play. And if it wasn't that, then it was South Park. And that's when I got fatigued with South Park. And it was like... All right, you got animated shows.
You're put like, on show the British Who's Line. That's what I used to watch.
Right? Yeah, that is what I grew up watching.
Show me Kids in the Hall, for fuck's sake.
That would be fine, too. Yeah. But like, or just stand-up specials. Just run some stand-up specials midday. Don't give me like an entire
I hate when you like get a shitty one. You're like, I don't like this guy. His special's on. Fuck.
But it's only a half an hour.
Well, no, but they've had hour ones, too.
Well, they
too,
do,
that
but it's short. The fucking Futurama chunks are like 4 hours.
Like anytime Cat Williams had a thing on, I'd be like, who cares?
Yeah. his first one is really funny.
Bleh.
The one that he does in New Year's is
Sugar Ducky Quack Quack.
It's a little preachy.
All right.
But yeah.
Kitty Kitty Meow Meow.
But points.
That's his catchphrase.
Points for good news,
that
everybody.
Was Herman Cain's.
Cat Williams catchphrase. Kitty, kitty, meow, meow. All right. Point for me for Professor Farnsworth.
Yes.
Dean.
My next one is, who loves orange soda? Kale loves orange soda. Is it true? Is it true?
That's a catch paragraph.
It was from Keenan and Kel.
Yeah, I remember.
Kel Kel would fucking love him some orange soda.
That wasn't stereotypical.
It's grape soda.
Yeah.
Oh, is grape soda a stereotype? Okay.
Yeah.
Orange soda is breaking as a stereotype.
Yeah.
Sending they us like, back 20 they, years.
They like other high sugar fruity sodas.
Does that count as a that's a full
that's
that,
a total
full thing? Is
yeah,
a catchphrase?
He said that he, so much on the show.
He said
really?
Like
that was a
episode.
Forced catchphrase for sure.
Yeah. Wow,
like the Legend of Zelda cartoon. Well, excuse me, princess.
Yep.
Were they forced a catchphrase on you?
Right.
There was one where he jumped off of a cliff, and I've only seen a clip of it, so it's completely out of context. Yeah. But he jumps off a cliff and goes, excuse me, princess. It makes no fucking sense.
I hate a forced catchphrase.
Yeah.
Where it's not just that it caught on, it's like they're cramming it down your throat.
As you wish.
Yeah. So, that's not TV.
I know, it's a movie.
So you get a point, Dean.
Yeah.
But that's terrible.
Yeah.
And for shame. Yeah.
Racist.
Corey?
All right, last on my list is from a cartoon.
Okay.
It's from your favorite cartoon.
Rick and Morty?
No.
I was going to say, Wubba Lubba Dub Dub? You put that on there?
It's really, because the one character that says this particular catchphrase really only said the same fucking like six things all every episode.
Yeah.
And that's Pinky from Pinky and the Brain.
Oh, one of okay, like childhood
and, favorite any catchphrase,
cartoon.
I chose, Knopf!
Knopf!
Yeah. But you could have chose...
they had a catch back and forth phrase. G-Brain, what are we going to do tonight?
I don't know.
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Time to take over the world. That's a catch scene.
Yeah.
He started saying Troz for a while.
Troz,
Really?
Narf. Yeah. Poit.
Fran.
He said poit before.
He started saying Fran, which is Narf backwards. Yeah.
Pinky and the Brain and Larry. That's one of my favorites. Yeah. All right. Point for you.
Narf.
That's your last one, too?
That is my last one.
How many did you have?
Well, you didn't allow me to get fucking the truth is out there.
Yeah.
So I got four.
Okay.
Beat that, hot shot.
Well, I believe I got five.
Damn.
I got five.
We've got to come to
this
answer.
Topic might have been too vague. Like, there's so many catchphrases to
show. Yeah. There's a lot of catchphrases.
Yeah. We have a cum dancer.
We have a
Dean.
Cum dance around. Shit.
Dean, you're back from your little vacay. You're already cum dancing with us.
Look at that.
What?
A cum dancer. And I get to choose what the cum dancer is. I don't
choose
have to participate.
Choose one making you better feeling.
Yes.
Choose one making you better feeling. Fucking Dean knows the reference.
I have no idea what
that
is.
That's Tom Green.
Tom Green's Subway Monkey Hour.
Oh, I...
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know.
Nobody ever gets that reference. That was exciting.
Yeah,
for
when
me.
he went to Japan and he like read something that said that
it was a vending machine.
Yeah.
Why don't you have anything to drink? Choose one making you better
and
feeling.
And he just started rubbing his nipples in front of Japanese girls that were laughing at him.
Yeah. Anyway, pick us a topic.
All right, for you two, since Dean is coming back, I'll give you an easy one. State capitals, go.
Carson City.
San Francisco. Sacramento.
No!
I meant to say Sacramento.
Nope.
Damn it.
You said San Francisco. Dean wins.
Yay.
Look at that.
Fuck.
Comes back and
stupid San Francisco almost being the word Sacramento.
Oh, man. That was exciting. Dean coming back, throwing his Nerdigory's dick around.
Carson City is Nevada's?
It is.
Yeah, but I didn't even know that.
Yep.
I would have said Vegas.
Nope, Carson City.
Wow.
I think it was the last one in the state capital song in the Animaniacs, actually.
Oh.
Really?
I think so.
Maybe we should have pre-planned this one like that one.
Oh, we could have.
That's all like the capitals.
You want me to give you another one and then we'll do that one later?
No, that's fine.
All right.
Yeah, we pre-planned the fucking countries one, okay?
What?
Fake Dean is Doc. And
it's fourth wall pulling back day. Fake Dean's Doc.
What?
He's not dead. Well, Doc says he's dead because he's retiring the character.
Yeah.
Because he got tired of doing his voice.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Dean. Why, thank you. You came back and you
well,
won Nerdigory.
Dean was taking that.
Why, thank you.
I accept this on behalf of Dean.
Dean's not here, man.
That was actually the name of our last
episode. Yeah, I remember.
All right.
Well, welcome back. Congratulations on your win.
Yep. Edwin.
Go ahead and start our plugs.
Let's see. Go to DeanBotino.com to see some of my shit. Go to Society6.com/FruitsyCollins to buy some of my shit. You can go to Twitter.com @FruitsyCollins to follow my shit. And that's all my shit.
Boom. Those are good plugs.
Yeah.
Docky Wheats on Twitter. Docky Wheats on Facebook. Two Fat Daleks. That's the podcast I do with Rorschach from It's All About Me. We talk about Doctor Who episodes every week. And you can get that on SharkTank.com, shark with a C, so it's SharsTank, because sharks are cunts.
It's SharkTank.com/2-fat-Daleks.
Well, you just go to Shark Tank and we'll be like there.
Yeah.
You'll see it.
It's true.
We're under TV/film or right. Whatever.
You've all used the internet before.
The internet. Corey, plugs.
Go buy Jeff Martin's
Jumpin', Jivin', Jerkin', Jabberwocky, jivin', and yep. Jeff Martin.
That guy. Go buy his EP, Irie Me, which is out on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, wherever you buy your digital music. You can also follow The Arcadian Records on Instagram, or follow Arcadian Records on Twitter, or go to ArcadianRecords.com for all your Arcadian Records needs. We have a Facebook page, too.
Facebook page.
Go to Facebook, search for Arcadian Records. You'll find us. We are considering doing a Kickstarter. In fact, we're in the works of doing a Kickstarter for my band to refund our album project so that we can get back to where we were before it got stolen from my house.
Oh, you mean re-fund it. Like fund it again.
Yes.
You don't mean refund, like pay someone back.
No. We're going to
refund everyone who were waiting for it.
We've been kicking around the idea, and we're in the process of developing all the incentives and whatnot. Yeah.
To re-record everything.
Yeah, pretty much, because we don't want to spend another year having to go through all of the sort of guerrilla style recording that we did.
For those who missed that one, Corey and his band were recording a new album. And the computer that the album was on got stolen.
Yeah, my house got broken into about a month ago, and the only thing they stole was the laptop.
The laptop that had his entire album
mm-hmm.
and all the raw recordings and everything on it.
And so we're going
to have to start from scratch.
Yeah, we have nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing that we can work with.
You have nothing!
Nothing, sir!
You lose!
Good day, sir! Yeah, so we're going to be putting together a bunch of incentive packages for a fund anything account, actually, probably.
Oh, okay.
That you can help fund us, and the money we're gonna try to raise like four grand or something like that, and what that'll go towards paying is some studio time to get a drummer in to record all of our stuff in like one giant weekend, it'll also help pay for another laptop with the program so that we can finish the project and try to get ourselves back to the point where we were after a year.
Yeah.
And it takes money now to sort of expedite that process. So look for updates on that. And also you can follow us at BDR Rocks on Twitter or go to brotdownrunning.com.
You know what you should put in the list of things you're going to use that money for? Some backup drives.
Yeah, terabytes.
Yeah.
A terabyte backup drive is definitely on the list of things. But we're thinking of giving away a free digital album, maybe after you get to a certain point, a free physical CD.
Yeah,
because
you gotta
signed.
Have a little the treats.
Yeah, yeah.
Depending on how much you
for our upper tier people, you'll get like free shows for a year. You'll get to be on our VIP list for a full year for any shows that we play, Southern California only.
How about you get to be a guest on the Shy Kids for like an upper tier?
I could throw that in too.
Yeah.
If you fund the entire thing, you get to name the album.
Oh.
Within reason.
Yeah.
Nothing racist or violent or, sexist or anything.
Or copyrighted by something else.
Right.
Dick Butt Part 2.
And you get backstage access for life.
Wow.
So if you fund the entire project, you get...
So there's one incentive that is the full amount?
Yes.
And if someone pays that, they get that.
Then they can come to any show whenever they want and hang out in our green room, drink our beer.
Yeah.
And they get to name the album.
Wow. I'm going to call it Irie Me Too.
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, other than that, go to theshykids.com for all your Shy Kids needs. You can listen to us on More Like Radio before it becomes a podcast Monday morning on theshykids.com. And what time can they listen to us on morelikeradio.com?
That is 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific.
That is
correct. And then you in-betweeners can figure your own times out, fuckers.
Right. We are usually docking... Or I or both are hanging out in the chat.
I try to be.
You know. Yeah. If you listen to More Like Radio frequently, look. Uh-oh,
I'm getting another phone call.
What?
Uh-oh. No, we're not doing that bit again.
No, we're not.
It was a joke.
Oh, okay. You can
Who else died?
If you have a comment, a question, this bit. If you have a comment or a
that
question.
That was the bit calling.
It's also deceased.
It fell in the sea of Japan.
If you have a question, comment, if you have a suggestion for a Nerdigory or a topic, you can email us. How can they email us? Dean?
Comments at theshykids.com.
You can follow us on Facebook, Doc.
Facebook.com/theshykids.
And what's our Twitter, Dean?
At Shy Kids Podcast.
Yes, it
Yay.
Is. I think that's it.
Yeah. Right.
Is there any, there's no other plugs?
No.
No?
No.
Be sure, if you like the show, one, tell your friends.
Yeah.
You know, that always helps. Two, leave us a kind review, or just leave us any words, but click 5 stars on iTunes, because that helps us somehow.
Yeah.
And patronize all the other shows on More Like Radio.
Yeah, because, patronize them.
Because we like them.
Oh, yeah. You guys are so great.
Good for you.
Well, I mean, if you are a frequent listener of More Like Radio, you know, keep your eyes out in the chat, because sometimes we'll just jump in on the chat for other shows.
Yeah.
Just to hang out, because the shows are great and we like listening to them too.
Yeah. Corey was recently in the Cousin Joe show chat.
I hung out in the Cousin Joe chat. Oftentimes, I don't change. Like, there's something weird with their thing on my phone.
Yeah.
Where when I log in through my phone, it doesn't change my username.
Yeah.
So you can't
right away.
So it's like always guest.
So I'm all, yeah, I'm always a guest. So chances, I might be in some chat rooms. You just never know. I have to like physically go in and like change my nickname.
Did you make a login?
I did.
Okay.
And when I log in through my desktop, it shows up.
You just as, do that as for my now username, on. But like, being on your phone all the time.
If I'm listening, while I'm on the road or something, you know,
out on the road today, I saw a deadhead sticker on a Cadillac.
Big shout out to the Cousin Joe show. They put on a good show too. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Cool.
I don't know. There's nothing else.
No.
Nothing else.
That's it.
No. Nope. Well, as always, remember.
This never happened.
Oh, it feels so good to have Dean say that.
Yeah, it does.
We're back.
And we're gone!